company directors. All company directors must have their NIC's liabilities assessed using an annual earnings period that is on a cumulative basis throughout the tax year. This is to stop avoidance of Class 1 NICs by owner directors who could manipulate the system. They could arrange for their payments to be made in such a way that they reduce their NIC's liabilities, perhaps by paying smaller, regular sums and then paying large bonuses that would minimise the NIC's liability. This is another effect of a non-cumulative NIC system. Where a director is paid regularly during the year, an easement has now been introduced whereby NICs can be paid on a regular basis in the same way as for an employee paid at the same interval, the normal NICs deduction. Where the easement has been used, however, a year-end calculation must still be made on the total earnings of the company director to ensure that the correct amount of NICs has been paid when used in the annual earnings period, which is the strict basis. This is particularly relevant where a director leaves partway through the tax year or where the earnings have fluctuated above and below the upper earnings limit, perhaps where one or more bonuses have been paid to the director. Where a director starts partway through the tax year, the earnings period will be adjusted to the length of which is the number of tax weeks left in the tax year, starting from the week in which the directorship began. As I have already said, the annual earnings period can be ignored in favour of the normal NIC's deductions, but for company directors there is a need to check the calculation before the end of the year close down to see if an underpayment has arisen, either through the payment of bonuses or because the director leaving partway through the year. Let me have a little look at pensioners. Pensioners do not pay NICs once they reach the state retirement age. What proof does the employer hold that employees reach state pension age? Believe it or not, people do lie about their age. The proof could be a copy of the birth certificate, a certificate of age exception which is issued by HMRC, or a copy of the passport. What do employers do when women reach age 60 and become a member of the company pension scheme? If she carries on working, the contribution table letter should switch to C, and there is no liability for the employee. Many employers incorrectly continue with the contracted out contributions. In the year in which pension age is reached, there will be a double entry on the year-end return if the employee continues in employment. One of my compliance concerns is the odd case where an employer thinks that all contributions stop, but that's not the case. Employer contributions continue unaffected by the age of the employee.